Jay, what's your participation level here in this camp? What are you participating in?
Yeah, I'm participating in everything. I mean, I've been being out here with the guys, you know, just out here competing. So it's been real fun, you know, just being out here for the first couple of days of camp.
There's been speculation you've been banged up. What's your health level at? What are you dealing with right now?
Nothing. I'm participating.
So you're healthy, good to go, full go with it right now?
Yeah, I'll be good. I'm good right now. I'll be good.
What is your comfort level with the offense after a year working in it?
Oh, I feel a lot more comfortable. It's really easy, you know. I know a lot more route concepts and stuff, so, like, I understand where everyone's going, the spacing and stuff. Even what the O-line's doing, I'm able to get that down now. So it's been a lot easier just trying to get everything, like, understand where people are going to be and how I need to set up blockers. It's been a lot easier.
I think I asked you about this during spring ball a little bit. But now that you've had all that time on the full offseason and whatnot, have you noticed a change in that O-line under Coach Woods and kind of what they're doing? I don't know, scheme-wise or just like a mentality, anything like that. Have you noticed any changes in that O-line?
Yeah, I've seen the mentality change. You know, they're out there. They're a lot nastier, meaner, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, they've been out there making plays and, you know, just getting blocks. And, you know, it feels like they're getting into the combos quicker, which is good for us. And, you know, they're just out there really competing and getting the job done. So I'm grateful for that.
Good news for you running behind him?
Oh, yes, sir. Of course.
What's it like working with the quarterbacks, Jake and Gary in particular, as they battle for QB1?
I mean, we just work with them all the time, you know. We don't really see a difference. We're just out there competing with them. So, you know, it's nothing to us. You know, we're just out there trying to make the plays. And, yeah.
What did Coach Unga lay out for you as far as the competition at running back? Are you battling for that number one spot, or is it your job to take? What do you kind of lay out for you as far as expectations this camp?
Yeah, we didn't go over that. We're just out here competing. You know, we don't really care. I mean, we feel all seven of us in the room right now, we feel like whoever's back there is going to get the job done. So we honestly don't care who gets the job or what's going on. I mean, whoever gets it, I mean, shoot, they got the ability to make plays. So we're happy with whoever.
How nice is it to have Ian Creek back in the room and back at practice? We see him making some cuts and make some plays out here. Just how nice is it to have him back fully? And he looks like he's, if not 100%, pretty close, right?
Yeah, he's been, you know, putting in the work and stuff. You know, I see him every day. I've been following him around. So, you know, just seeing him put in the work every day, you know, I mean, I'm just happy to see him out there, you know, competing and stuff. So, you know, it helps a lot, you know, just having that veteran presence too. He's been down here for about 4 years, I believe. So, you know, he knows how things go, how the offense is. So it's really a help to all of us, the younger guys, to have him out here with us.
Do you expect any new wrinkles in this offense this year?
Yeah, there's a lot of new wrinkles. You know, you guys will have to see them game one. But, I mean, shoot, yeah, it's a lot different. Coach Woods about a lot of stuff. And, you know, I'm really excited to see what we're capable of.
What do you feel like the offense is different right now versus the end of the season last year?
I mean, we're still installing stuff, so it's hard to kind of get into that. But, you know, I just feel like as far as the player standpoint, I feel like everyone's more on point and everyone's more in sync together. You know, everyone understands where they're going, what they're trying to do, and what we're trying to accomplish each play.
You mentioned Coach Woods. He's got that run game coordinator title. How has that changed things, just to have him focused in on that?
Yeah, he helps us out a lot, you know, just trying to find each tiny detail, trying to help us learn every kind of way, and, you know, just making sure all of us are on the same page, the running backs, tight ends, quarterbacks, receivers, and O-line.
A year ago, you were a freshman in the group. This year, there's a lot of talented freshmen in the running back room. What advice have you given to the other freshmen to kind of help them get up to speed and pick up like you were able to at the start of last season?
Yeah, just play freely, you know. I mean, it's just the game at the end of the day. I mean, whatever happens, happens, you know. Just go out there, have fun, and just play. It's the same game that been playing since we were little, so it's no big deal.
How much of an impact has Coach Woods made on shaping this run game and what it's going to look like in 2024?
Yeah, he's helped a lot, you know, just having meetings with us all the time and, you know, just having his own input and just bring all the coaches' input. It's going to be real fun.
One of those youngsters you were talking about, Pokeye, I heard he's got a new nickname from you guys. You're calling him Glitch?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, you know, he just be doing stuff. He just like a glitch in the system. So, yeah, he just be doing. I mean, yeah, he just be doing stuff. Like, sometimes the way he gets up is, like, through a handstand, and it's just, yeah, he's just crazy.
Has he broken out a backflip yet? He did that a little bit in high school.
Excuse me?
Has he broken out a backflip yet? He did that some in high school.
Oh, yeah. He's just doing stuff. I'm telling you, he just be doing stuff. So, yeah, we got to be careful with him. You know, we don't want him getting hurt. So, yeah.